St. Paul and the Broken Bones mit Call Me. 15 Uhr und gleich 19 Minuten hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band um Paul Janeway herum im Postbahnhof. Und schon jetzt ist der Sänger der Band bei mir im Studio und hat Jesse Phillips aus der Kapelle mitgebracht. Wir quatschen über strenge Eltern und zensierte Platten. Wir reden über Spiritualität und Soul Music. Wir sprechen über demokratische Bandstrukturen und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome again, Paul Janeway and Jesse Phillips. Welcome to Flux FM.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you for having us.
It's like meeting family members.
It's like coming home in a weird way.
It sounds good
and
to me.
We actually knew where to come to find the door to the studio this
time. Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Cool. So how are you doing today? Where are you coming from, actually?
We played in Denmark yesterday.
Our house.
Okay, cool.
Northside Festival.
Oh, wow.
We did that yesterday, and we're in Bergen, Norway the day before. So it's been a... we're just beginning the European tour now, so we're excited.
But we're so happy to be in Berlin where it's warm.
Yeah. I mean, in comparison to those northern countries, right?
It was cold.
Yes.
It was cold.
But you brought the heat up there.
We tried to make a movie. They got into it. It was fun shows.
Cool. Congratulations again on a very successful year, your debut album, which has been recorded in a few days. It does really work for people and works for the band. Everybody loves it. And I want to know, when you recorded the album, did you kind of feel that this record was about to change your lives? Because it changed all of your lives, actually, right?
It did change our lives. I do not think that we anticipated that at all. We were hoping to sell enough copies to, you know, basically cover the cost of recording it. And
which was about 1,000 copies.
Right.
Yeah. And so we were like, as long as we do that, but no, I don't think any of us thought, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to be in Berlin talking on a radio station, you know, a year from now or something. I don't think any of us.
6 months later, 9 months later.
Never thought that in 1,000 years.
We'll be regular guests on the Berlin radio show because of this record.
Yep. That's awesome. No, it's pretty wild. So it's been... Yeah, I never would have thought in 1,000 years that we'd be doing this.
It would sound pretty, like... too self-conscious when if you'd be like, yeah, we already knew that when we recorded the first
look, man, we knew we were gonna be done.
But I really think that there must have been like some super small moments where you'd be like, oh, I think I'm working on something very special here right now.
I think the first time that we have a song on the record called Broken Bones of Pocket Change, mm-hmm. and the first time me and Jesse had done that in his living room. Mm-hmm. We were like, well, this might be something. And I remember feeling like a little small, like, I'm going to have to pursue this until the end of it. See? And I never did I think it would be this, but I was like, I have to pursue it.
Yeah, that's good.
And so it was awesome.
Cool. When one's talking to soul musicians, to singers especially, one realizes that most of them had a religious upbringing, right? Right. Most of them were singing their first songs in church. Actually, that's really the base of a story that fits to all of them, actually. Yeah. So how important would you think is being a spiritual person, not necessarily a Christian, but a spiritual person for making soul music?
I think you have to have some understanding for it. I think you got it because it's all about understanding pain, mm-hmm. and where do you release that pain. And mm-hmm. I think if you're somewhat in touch with that kind of spiritual nature of yourself, that you kind of be able to be self-reflective and not so, you know, involved in yourself and understand those things. I mean, we all have brokenness.
Yeah.
And to what varying degrees it is, you don't know. But I think spirituality helps with that. Recognizing that, and you got to, and sometimes you just got to sing about that brokenness, you know, and that's what you got to let it out. So it's kind of what happens.
Yeah. So is that a reason maybe for the rise of soul again? Because I have the feeling that many, many people are into soul again. There's many, many more listeners than like 10 or 15 years ago, and there's more bands as well. What's the reasons for that renaissance of soul music? Would you say is it because people want to listen to analog signals again and not to, or is it maybe a political thing that soul is a genre that's crossing race boundaries maybe as well?
I think it has a lot to do with just it's a very strong counterpoint to the world of sort of pre-manufactured music, mm-hmm. you know, where there's nothing wrong with that at all, but there's a lot of music now that's just, you know, it's made on a laptop and the laptop comes out on stage and then it's a big light show and everything. Whereas with a band like ours, everybody's creating the sound that you hear in the moment that you hear it. You know, there's nothing else going on except for that. And so we're also a little more free to respond to a crowd and like be malleable and play things how we're feeling them. So, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it. Honestly, it's just this, I wouldn't say authenticity, but realness in the momentness, you know, when you're playing. It's not,
what I don't like about many electronic artists or their live show especially is the fact that it's optimized to the max, right? There's no way for mistakes on there. And sometimes I feel like this is the most capitalistic way of presenting music because, you know, it's like optimized to the max. If it's on the market, people will not refuse to buy it because of the mistakes, because there aren't any, you know what I'm saying? Right. That's something that I love about soul music too.
Well, I think that's what captures soul music is the little, you know, when you hear those old records and you hear those little mistakes, it gives it a human touch that I think people identify with. It gives us a sense of urgency like that maybe you're not going to get with something that's so precise and so on point. And I think that talks to people.
Yeah, I think so too. Let's listen to another song of yours and let song talk to people.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll talk to each other.
All right.
And we'll give away tickets for tonight's show. Sam Paul and the Broken Bones, you know, I'm at Half the City. St. Paul and the Broken Bones mit Half the City nochmal auf Lux FM. Heute Abend wird Halb Berlin im Postbahnhof mitfeiern beim Konzert der Herrschaften aus Alabama. Paul und Jesse sind immer noch bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen noch ein bisschen, bevor wir Tickets verlosen. Since the album has been out for a while now, are you currently working on new material already, thinking about new songs or even a step farther?
Oh, we are.
Cool.
This European tour is kind of the last, I would say, major tour we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we started working on did a festival out in California called Coachella.
Oh, wow.
And there's 2 weekends.
This little festival called Coachella. I don't know if you've heard about it.
But the weekend between is 2 weekends.
Yeah.
We rented out a house, wrote some songs, and then this past May, we rented out a warehouse in Birmingham, Alabama, so we're working on it.
Cool, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, we're excited.
And it's about time, right?
Yeah,
you have
definitely.
To keep the juices flowing.
It's past time.
It's past time.
Yeah, not that we don't love playing the old songs, but
we're definitely ready for.
But, you know, we recorded the record a year before it came out, so I mean, we've been playing those songs for a really long time,
since January of 2013.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's actually you want to send the kids out of your house to start working.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you get a job. I don't want to play you anymore. Paul, you are the only person in the band, that's what I read about, who hasn't been trained professionally when it comes to music. You're the guy. Are there others?
I think I might be. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that.
No, because I really feel that there might be an advantage for a singer if he's not too close to the theory of music. I think it's good when the band knows how when to change a minor to a major chord because, you know. But I really think that it's cool if the singer is just like having the feel and the soul kind of thing.
I think that's definitely my thing of the band is the feel.
Yeah.
You
not
know.
Knowing too much, but feeling it instead.
I definitely don't know much, that's for sure. I definitely don't know a lot, but I would say, I guess that's true. Maybe Broen, but I feel like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. It's bizarre.
I think Broen went to the School of Hard Knocks. He was playing in rock bands and he's on the road for a long time before he joined our band.
Yeah, but
everybody else is
went to school,
trained.
Yeah.
I did not. I
because I read something like one of the musician guys tells you that this next song is like a song in A major, and you'd be like, why not?
I think here's the key. I was like, I don't give a shit. Just let, you know, just play it.
Let me sing.
There's the key. Bingo.
In another interview, you said that you guys write very collaborative. It's like a democratic approach that you're following. Doesn't that make it hard sometimes too?
Sometimes it does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way that we wrote the first record was that me and Jesse
wrote some of it, and then we would bring it to the band, and some of it was more collaborative.
Yeah.
And we're experiencing that a little bit right now, is like how to kind of fill that out.
Yeah.
But it can be, because we have seven members.
Yeah.
And that's seven opinions. So.
Yeah, I mean, we're all very reasonable, but, you know, when you do come to a disagreement about how something should sound or feel, then it's, how are you going to... Yeah. Who's going to be the tiebreaker?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. We make it work though.
Yeah, cool. So, what can people expect from tonight's show? Are you road testing some new material already, or is it too early for that?
We can't road test it yet. We would like to, but yeah. We can't yet. We've got a few new covers, things like that that we do. It'll be a little bit different than the last time we played here.
Okay, cool.
So it'll be good.
It'll be new, it'll be fun.
It's always fun in Berlin.
Yeah. And half the city is going to attend.
Yeah.
Tonight. Wer vorbeigehen möchte bei St. Paul and the Broken Bones heute Abend im Postbahnhof, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der kann sich eine ordentliche Portion Soul abholen heute Abend im Postbahnhof St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Thank you for visiting, guys. We'll see each other in like 6 to 7 months, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah.
It's time for another family reunion.
Year reunion.
Yeah. And until then, I wish you the best of luck for
thank you.
Tonight's show, for the recording of the new songs and everything. Thank you for coming. Hey, bye-bye.
Thanks for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Around 4 days, this porch on which I pay.